This is when you know you've got a true tech entrepreneur in here. I'm serious. We have all these. You've been on the show a couple times, whether it was Technori or it's Tomorrow's Business Today. Lane is a good friend of mine, first and foremost, and also the founder of, I don't know, how many companies is it now?
Boy, a lot.
I mean, if I just say seven, that's like seven
sold.
You sold, all right, so that's way undersold. Then, all right.
Yeah.
Let's call it a cool 10.
Sure.
Not how many LLCs and things you have. Just like
how many
companies are like fully fleshed out and got them out and rolled. A minimum of five sold. So
yeah.
You got that.
Yeah.
You are also, and I don't even know, you know, I should know this. Like, are you calling yourself co-founder of Fast Advocate?
No, I'm not.
Just a full founder?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
So. You might as well. You do a ton of work there, and it's amazing, and we're in the perfect time to talk about politics and how to change the conversation. I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on the background of you because you've got so many companies, and most of the people in Chicago already know who you are. You were an early fan of Technori and a huge supporter of Technori, which I appreciate and Seth Kravitz appreciates. But I was saying when you come in here, Emerson Sparks, a handful of other guys have come in this. They always come in like almost sweating. Like I'm working, I'm going through, like I haven't even taken, like my phone is here, like I don't know. Here's my computer, like they're like, can I check my email real quick while we're on the show? Like they're like going 1,000 miles an hour. And you get the C-level guys who come in and they're always like much more like, well, I've been prepped, my makeup is checked, everyone's here, they've got my bags. So it's cool to see like a truly working, like right now, tech entrepreneur sitting down in front of us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Of course. So let's get into Fast Advocate. I want you to give, just like we did with Party Slate and other Technori companies, which Fast Advocate will soon be a Technori presenter, I hope.
Absolutely.
What is Fast Advocate for those who are unaware?
Sure. So the best way of explaining Fast Advocate is I got to do a little background real quickly on exactly how politics works. Most people are just completely unaware, but it's so important today with everything going on. There are lobbyists out there that are trying to influence policy that we hear about all the time. But these lobbyists tend to represent different parts of the economy through trade associations. And that's really where Fast Advocate comes into play. Today I'm parking downtown Chicago. I see a sign from the Chicago Parking Association. And it says, hey, they're going to raise our taxes and you're going to have to pay more if you're parking in Chicago. And I think about that sign and I go, gee, I wish they'd heard of Fast Advocate. In a sense, that's what we do. We help an organization like the Parking Association actually find the right members of the people who care about parking in Chicago to lobby their politicians on their behalf. So instead of having to hear from lobbyists, which, of course, are not going to go away tomorrow or anything like that.
Or ever.
But, yeah, politicians can actually hear from their constituents through our system, and we can make sure that they live in the right district and that they're actually able to vote for the politicians. And, you know, unlike a campaign where they're putting up a poster or something like that in a parking lot, we help that organization stay in touch with those people long term so that they can continue to build a relationship with them.
So a little hidden information. I used to actually work on political campaigns. I actually worked for a lot of Republicans because not to sound like a jerk or anything, but they just didn't know what the hell they were doing. And so it seemed like an easy bait for me. But I did a lot of campaign work. And to tell you the truth, most people... The two reasons most people don't reach out, in my experience, to their constituents is, one, that they think, or that they don't, their constituents don't reach out to them, is that they think that either their word is worthless and it won't make a difference, or, and this is the thing that I think Fast Advocate solves, is that it's just too damn hard.
Yeah.
Like just, I mean, every organization from the Small Business Advocacy Council on down in Chicago that say every week they send out a thing saying this is something that's up for vote or whatever, and they send even me an email, and I know what I'm doing. I actually know what to click on. I don't click on it because
we get a whole bunch of these messages in our inboxes already from these groups that we care about, and they're always like, sign this petition. And, you know, great, now Change.org has another petition, and maybe you donate $5 to Change.org. It doesn't really change anything except Change.org made a few bucks.
Yeah.
You know, what we really do is we step in and we allow for the group to send that email, provide a button, and allow you as the constituent to actually send something to the representative. Postal mail, faxes, emails, or make a phone call. And we make sure we tie you directly to your representative. And we keep an up-to-date database of all that contact information. We update it daily. So we make sure we're actually getting you through to the politician, not some, you know, voicemail box that no one's going to hear, but actually through to them.
Yeah. So what is the main difference between there's a handful of other things out there that are not exactly, they're definitely not the same as Fast Advocate, but they're they address individual parts of Fast Advocate. None of them all in the same sort of thing. I guess I just answered my own question. Yeah. What's the difference? It's all of them in one.
Yeah.
What is it, for your money, what is the one thing that you would say to any lobbying group or organization that has advocates that this is our sales point? This is what we do best.
Yeah, even if you don't have advocates, right? If you're out there and you're trying to change policy today, maybe you're looking at hiring a lobbyist, you already hired a lobbyist, or you are a lobbyist, and you just want to affect change a little bit more effectively, that's where Fast Advocate comes into play. We're an all-in-one system. We know that big companies have spent lots of money putting together systems like this. We bring that advantage down to the little guy. And for the big guys, we save them a ton of cash because we give them a license to use a system that can do everything, and they don't have to shell out the money to do it in-house anymore. So it's just imagine every single organization out there had to build their own Microsoft Office suite. You'd say, wow, that's a lot of resources wasted.
Yeah.
In a sense, that's what Fast Advocate is. In one click, we can find everyone in your organization who lives in the district of some representatives you're trying to target or committees. And we keep track of all the staff and all the phone numbers and everything for you. So you just pay a small fee compared to what you'd pay to do it yourself. We save you a ton of time, a ton of energy. And we make sure that the results are accurate, get good reports, and that's really what we're doing here, is simplifying the process.
What I think is the most cool about this is it's also comes born from a legacy company.
Yeah.
So if you want to like kind of check quick, like this isn't one of the complaints that I got from politicians when I was coming into it was that I was young and I was like, oh, you don't know the ropes and you don't know all the people. You know, it's like 18 old white guys staring down at me with just utter disgust. And the difference is for Fast Advocate is it comes from a company that has been in the business for quite some time.
Yeah, so the founder of this company, the real founder, I come in as the COO and I'm helping get distribution going. But the real founder of this company has been in the business basically his entire life. He inherited the company, so to speak, from his mother. 44 years this business has been around in one way or another. Actually, the parent company that sort of co-founded this is called Capital Inquiry out of California, and they've been out there 44 years, started during the Reagan administration, and they sold the book with contact information that's sort of commonplace in California politics. You can pick it up and you can find all the contact information for the state. And it's funny, a lot of their customers are actually the state. The state wants to know how to contact each person inside. They don't want to
list it. Which is amazing.
Anywhere publicly, right? So they buy this book to be able to contact each other. And, you know, they've moved into other states, and that's why we're here in Illinois.
So if anyone was ever wondering, do we still use a phone book?
Yeah, right.
We do. Well, we don't. They do.
Yeah,
our United States government's money is well spent, but it can be spent a lot better. And I think Fast Advocate is really unique. I think the mobile part is underway. It's kind of getting there. It's almost, I guess, almost done, pretty close here.
Yeah, so we do have the app up. We've been doing beta testing since January, and we're thrilled to talk with other organizations that would like to, you know, see how effective this can be with their advocacy work.
Yeah, so I think our big hope here is that with some of the people we're going to send this out to, that you guys are looking for sort of that proof point. Come check this out, try it out, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Get as much feedback as we can, because the ironic part here is that this was built, knowing the in and outs of this, this was built literally, just got a text message from Seth Kravitz to say hello.
Oh, hey.
This was built literally to, before the Trump thing.
Yeah.
Like this was being, we were working on this thing a while ago. You've been on this for a while. So this came out
perfect
and then,
time.
Right?
Yeah.
And
the
Trump thing happened and was like, we talked about like, if we get this out before the election, it's like, no, it's going to be too soon. And they came out, I was like, oh my God, you need this tool more than ever.
Yeah.
What are some of the more prominent issues that people are coming up with that you talk to?
Well, the nice thing about this industry right now is when you have one party in control of government, and that's not just true with federal, but even with state. Everyone's trying to get laws changed, and now there's one party you have to work with. So they're spending unprecedented levels of dollars this year, just happen chance, you know, this year we're launching, on making sure policy changes are going the way they want. And that's really what we're facilitating here. You know, you're never going to take the people out of politics. It's a people business.
They won't let you, in case you're wondering.
Right.
Yeah. What we do is facilitate a portion of it. You know, we make sure that the representatives hear from the people that they care about, the ones who can vote them out of office. We do it fast, we do it easy, and we do it in a trackable, reproducible way. So that's the secret sauce here, really, is we've got a technology suite, you know, that we did spend a couple of years putting together. We make sure that we have the latest and greatest mapping tech. A lot of the stuff out there, if you're familiar with it, you know, it does it by zip code or it does it by city. We actually find you on a map in a district. And if you ever look at gerrymandering and all these crazy districts, we have all the accurate district info. So we know exactly where you are, exactly the right person to represent you, and that's sort of our secret sauce.
Very cool. Where do people go to find out more about Fast Advocate?
Hey, you can go to fastadvocate.com. You can email me, lane@fastadvocate.com.
Or lane@17otherdifferentdomains.com.
Yeah. Definitely. And we're actually expanding from state government down into cities and counties as well. So we have school board info, mayors, council members, things of that nature. So we're not just stopping with where we are at. We're actively growing, and we have a product called Policy Guru that services California with that information today.
Very cool. This is awesome. Lane, thanks so much for coming back.
Thank you, Scott, for having me.
Awesome. Very good. Did you have fun today?
I always have fun with you, Scott.
This is a great show. I feel like this show gets better all the minute.
There's so much content, too, today. A lot of good
stuff. We loaded as much content as you could fit into 54 minutes.
Yes, we did.
Well, that was the show, Facebook Live. I don't even know if you're still streaming, but if not, you're still streaming. We're there. We're heading out. Watch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us at Technori on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow me at Katoon or Showbiz Shelley at Showbiz Shelley.
Yep.
Boom. That's a wrap.